My name is Finn. I am 14 years old. Today is November 25th, 2018, and I'm speaking with Mike Mannion, who is my dad. We are recording this interview in Munster, Indiana. Can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life?
So someone who had it, someone who had the biggest influence on my life would be my father, and not necessarily in a good way. So some important lessons that person taught me is more things I learned not to do as a father, I think. I think most of my lessons were learning how to be a better father by having a father that was not very good as a father.
Can you describe one of your happiest memories?
The happiest memory is probably the birth of my children. Either one. I won't say one was better than the other. And meeting my beautiful wife.
How did you choose my name?
We were going to use an Irish name, and we had a lot of different names in mind, but that one actually came from a movie. We got it from there's a movie called The Brothers McMullen, and the main character's name is Finn, and that's where we got it from.
What were the hardest moments you had when I was growing up?
When you were newborn, and you had horrible reflux, and all you did was cry. And that was probably the hardest time, the first 6 weeks. Because all you did was cry, and you were not a happy baby. There wasn't many happy times. All we did was deal with you crying, trying to feed you, and trying not to go crazy with you crying all the time.
Where did you grow up?
I was born in Evergreen Park, Illinois. Grew up until I was 4 in the city of Chicago on the east side. Then we moved to Calumet City in Illinois, where I lived until I moved into the city when I was 31. But all my formative years were in Calumet City.
Did you get into trouble? What was the worst thing you did?
No, I did not get into trouble. There wasn't a lot of trouble to get into. Worst thing that I did, I don't know, lighting off fireworks or something. We got caught doing that. We got caught by a security guard shooting off fireworks, but that was about the worst thing we did. I wasn't a big troublemaker. I stayed out of trouble.
What did you look like?
I looked like a kid. With a bowl haircut and freckle face, typical kid, skinned knees, looked like my two brothers, all had blonde hair, freckles, skinny.
How would you describe yourself as a child?
Like I said earlier, I would, as just like a typical child. Went to school, had friends, played baseball, played a lot outside, sports, baseball, football, basketball, hockey, whatever, to keep ourselves busy, but stayed outside as much as we could. If we had video games, we would have stayed in, but we didn't have those yet, so we were out, we rode bikes all over, stayed active. Summer, winter, it didn't matter. We were usually outside whenever we could be.
Were you happy?
Yeah, I think overall it was a good childhood and we were happy. Probably didn't know any better, but we had fun. We had, like I said, we kept active. I had three brothers. We all hung out. We had good friends from around the neighborhood and we all just goofed around and played all the time. Overall, yeah, we were pretty happy.
Who were your best friends? What were they like?
When I was youngest, my best friend was Scott, who lived across the street. He was a year younger than me. He could run faster than me. We played baseball. We played sports together. We both loved sports and watching sports and football and baseball and basketball. So we hung around doing a lot of that. We rode bikes. He had an older brother like I did, so all the four of us would hang out a lot and do things. But again, he was just a kid like me. Nothing special.
How has being a parent changed you?
I think the biggest thing about being a parent, you no longer can be selfish and worrying about yourself. You have to spend a lot of time on your children and thinking about your children and taking care of them. So it gets you away from the whole idea of doing whatever you want for yourself and doing whatever you want or whatever you want. You have to think of others first.
What are your dreams for me?
To be success, my main dream would be for you to be successful, whatever you do. And that's why we work hard at making sure you do well in school, so you will be successful. I don't want you to end up in jail or being a bum. But if you're a garbage man, we'll still support you. But we'd rather be successful and have a good paying job, so you can have a nice house and a nice family. And you can take care of me when I'm old.
Are you proud of me?
Yes, I'm proud of you. I think you have a different version or different vision of what me being proud of you is, but because I expect you to do better and expect you to work hard and push yourself, doesn't mean I'm not proud of what you've done. So you have to, but I'm still going to expect. No matter how proud I am, I'm still going to expect you to do better and improve yourself regularly.
What do you do for a living?
I work as a pediatric nurse in hematology oncology, which is care of cancer. I've been doing that. I've been a nurse for almost 30 years. I've been doing this for 15 years. I love my job. Takes a certain person to work that job, so I love the people I work with as well, because it's a tight-knit group that's devoted to a certain thing. And I've made wonderful relationships, knowing families and patients. That my first 15 years, nothing like that ever really happened.
What lessons has your work life taught you?
I don't know. I think a certain compassion, a certain way of treating people and people who are in really difficult situations, and knowing how to deal with those people and get them through some of the hardest decisions and problems they're going to probably ever face. I think I'm pretty good at that, and just working with those people. I think I've gotten stronger through my job, through doing that, I think, through the years.
Do you have any favorite stories from your work life?
I probably have a lot of favorite stories. I don't know if necessarily if I want to share any, but I have a bunch. There's so many stories of just different children, different families, different situations. Yeah, it's hard to pick out one that's like a favorite that I can really think of.
How did you meet your wife?
Well, I worked at the hospital, and we did a lot of activities after work, sports and stuff. We'd play softball or flag football or touch football, and she came there dating. She was dating one of the doctors who was involved in the activities at that time. and I met her through that. So that's the first time I met her, and several years later, we would see each other now and then. And then she ended up getting a job with one of my coworkers, and she talked about her to me, and I asked about her, and so we set up a date, and that's how we ended up going out on a date, and everything else, and moved along through the years, and that's how we met and got married.
How did you propose?
I woke her up before, on the way to work in the morning, at 6 a.m. I woke her up and asked her.
How do you know she was the one?
Because she had an apartment and my lease was running up. So I knew she was the one. I knew she had an apartment I could live in. I don't know. I don't have a good answer for that. I don't know.
Do you have any favorite stories from your marriage or about your wife?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of favorite stories. We've gotten a lot of vacations together. We've had really good times that way. There's a ton of good stories. We traveled to Alaska. We had a really good time then. We've gone to Ireland. We went to the Smoky Mountains. Every year we'd go up to Wisconsin. So there's a lot of nice stories. We had a lot of good time spending together. And I think that was important in helping us decide whether we want to be married and be with each other.
What advice do you have for young couples?
Just make sure you're friends. Make sure you're best friends. That's more important than anything else. Make sure you want to spend time with each other.
How would you like to be remembered?
As a good person, as a good father, someone who made a difference in people's lives. So I think I've worked hard. I've always been a hard worker. And I hope to have made an impact. And I think I have at work. I think I have at home. And I hope to continue to do that in the future.
If this were to be our very last conversation, is there anything you'd want to say to me?
Yeah, just keep working hard and be a good person and make sure you're successful. Be something in life. Make your mark.
For your great-great-grandchildren listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you'd want to pass on to them?
Just to try and make an impact. Make sure you, whatever you end up doing, you make an impact. Even if it's on two people's lives, try and be important in some way rather than just floating through life. So that would be the biggest thing. Make an impact on somebody. Try and be positive in somebody's life. And whether that's your family or someone else, it's important to try and make an impact and be important. Help to be important in somebody's life.
Thank you for taking the time to talk with me.
You're welcome. I hope it was enlightening and gave you a little bit better idea of who I am.